My name is Hedy Gibbons-Lynott and I live in Clarenbridge. As everybody knows, I suppose, Liam Mellows made Killeen, which is a little village about 3 to 4 miles from Clarenbridge, made that his headquarters. And part of the reason that he picked it was, first of all, there wasn't an RIC barracks right there. So he stayed there on the Saturday night and the word went out through all these messengers to be at Mass in Rova, which is the closest church between Killeen and Clarenbridge, to be at Mass in Rova on Sunday morning. That time the men used to sit on one side and the women on the other. And can you just imagine all these men turning up from, I think it was 9 o'clock Mass on the Easter Sunday morning. And they'd all have been to confession the night before. A lot of them from Clarenbridge to Father Feeney, Father Harry Feeney, who was instrumental in getting a lot of the arms. He was very Republican. He raised money through dances and plays to buy arms. You know, if you think of this company, and there were about 150 or 60 men, some say 180 at that stage, ready to march. And imagine them going to Mass on Sunday morning and them standing there knowing they were drilling afterwards. Now, many of the accounts say that they didn't know this was going to be the start of the rising. But I can't imagine that they didn't guess. But on the Tuesday morning, what Liam Mellows said was that he wanted volunteers, 12 men, they were going to go and attack the barracks in Clarenbridge. So they marched from Killeen to Clarenbridge. It's about 3 miles. They came by the back roads. They came to the back gate. They found somebody there, a Constable Burke. So they took his revolver and took a few rifles that were around and took him prisoner, if you like, and marched on towards Clarenbridge, which was only a short march. Just as they were heading into Clarenbridge, an RIC man came along from Kilcolgan on his bike, and so a couple of men there were trying to take down the trees and block the road. He went to draw his revolver and somebody shot at him and he was wounded, and the nuns, the convent is there at the gate of Kilcornan, the nuns took him in. So he was in a way the first casualty of the rebellion around Clarenbridge. The volunteers, the 12 selected men, went off with Corbett and Mellows towards the RIC barracks. Now, the RIC barracks in Clarenbridge is actually in the middle of a row of what was 8 houses at the time. It's only 7 now. The RIC barracks was in the middle of the row. The priest's house was next to it. And at the end of the row, a family of Flemings lived. He was a stonemason and he had 5 sons. And in fact, a lot of the guns were hidden there and they were all involved in the rebellion. So anyway, they lined up in front of the barracks and there seems to be conflicting reports, but apparently somebody's gun went off as they were going into the barracks. It sort of forewarned the officers or the RIC men who were upstairs or in at the back, and the duty officer who was down near the front refused to surrender and got away. So they were left with, you know, men upstairs and having to attack the barracks in that way. If you just think, like, this was the first time these men had ever really confronted, you know, maybe having to kill somebody for this rebellion. Anyway, the RIC men refused to surrender, and the parish priest, who was Father Tully, came out and he begged Mellows and Corbett that there be no bloodshed in Clarenbridge. So eventually they agreed and they backed off, and Mellows and Corbett decided the best thing to do was to head for Oranmore and join in the attack on the barracks there. So they took down the barricades and they marched to Oranmore. When they got to Oranmore, they found that there had already been one attack on the barracks in Oranmore, which hadn't been successful. And then they joined forces with the Oranmore people. They were going to attack the barracks again. But meantime, the word was out throughout the RIC barracks that there was something afoot, a rebellion, you know, people rising up and trying to take the barracks. And there was reinforcements being sent from Galway by train. Mellows sent off a couple of people to watch out for the train and see if the soldiers were on it or the RIC, and they were. So they backed off, not before there was some fire on either side. They backed off and decided that the best thing to do was to head for Athenry. And so the Oranmore Company and the Clarenbridge Company headed for Athenry. They all met there, and there was about between 500 and 600 men assembled there that evening, all to be fed, all to be slept, if you like, all to be provisioned in one way or another. Now, they apparently had a few RIC men prisoners, so they were actually taking them with them as they went, which can't have been easy either. Apparently, one of the men from Kilcolgan, who was drove a horse and cart for Staunton's in Kilcolgan, actually contributed himself as driver, the horse and cart, and took the prisoners in the cart around with them. You know, it's extraordinary that they would have that much consideration for life, you know. But then the other side of it is these were all Irishmen as well. They just happened to be on the other side.